Hello and welcome. Today is Sunday, January 17th, 2021. And I just want to say hello to everyone that's out there listening to this podcast. 2020 was an unprecedented year on so many levels. We had a worldwide pandemic, businesses shutting down, riots, destruction, not only in the United States, but some places across the world. Will things get back the way that they were? In some respects, yes. But in others, no. Change is never comfortable. And yet, here we are in an era of change. One change I already see is in our financial system. We have been moving to digital monetary transactions for some time now. Let me ask you if you're old enough to remember. 20 years ago, did you write more checks than you do today? Did you pay with more cash than you do today? Or do you use your debit cards and credit cards more today than you did, say, 10 years ago? 20 years ago? How about 30 years ago? I think debit cards were like a product of the 1990s, so it's only about 30 years old. We are moving to digital money, and this is part of the technical revolution that's happening now. The unfortunate aspect of this revolution is that our privacy will be greatly diminished. There are other aspects of digital currency that may also be used to control and monitor different aspects of our lives. But all of this is gradual, and we are moving towards this at a slow but steady pace. So the question is, what can we do? What should we do? Another change coming, which feeds into the aforementioned change, is our banking system. The change will happen because some, if not all, of the major banks in the United States will close their doors either temporarily or permanently. The banks that do not collapse or shut down will not be able to handle the transition, forcing a radical change in our banking system. I have detailed some of the scenarios in the bridge. When it happens, it will be much worse than what happened in 2008. This time, it will directly affect you and me. One of the main questions I get is, what about the FDIC? Won't that protect our money? The problem with the FDIC is that there's not enough money in the trust fund to cover all of its obligations in the event of a multi-bank failure. In 2008, the government bailed out the too-big-to-fail banks, but the Dodd-Frank Act that was put into law shortly after shifted the burden to the FDIC. I detail the how and why in the chapters 3 and 4 of The Bridge, which you can listen on the Joseph Colony podcast. One of my concerns is the transition period. I believe there will be a major disruption in banking, just as there was a major disruption in our lives in 2020, and it's time to prepare and also time to practice. I'm not suggesting closing our bank accounts, nothing so drastic, but I do believe we need to practice having no more in the bank than what we need to pay our bills and to practice having more cash on hand. I believe in this new season we need to develop a habit of saving differently, purchasing silver coins and cryptocurrency as an example. I outline other strategies in the book. Having your emergency fund close at hand and not having it in the bank is part of the process that we need to change. And I say practice because for some of us, myself included, I have gotten used to using and having my debit card and having all of my funds in the bank. So I just simply pull out my debit card when I need something, whether I'm purchasing something online or whether I'm going to the store. But I have to ask myself the hard question. If I had an emergency and if I could not access my money in the bank, what would I be able to do? Would there be enough money to put gas in my car? Could I purchase groceries? Well, today I would have to say no. I know I have to start handling my money differently. I don't believe that not having access to our money will last a long time, but I want to be prepared. How many of you were prepared to be in a shutdown in 2020. Stores were running out of supplies, hard to find toilet paper, shelves were empty, and it took a couple of months or even more in some areas for the shelves to fill back up again. For myself, I felt the prompting of the Holy Spirit to stock up on supplies months before. I wasn't sure why, I just followed, and I stocked up. And I am so glad I did, because when everybody was running to the store and they couldn't find the key items that we would need, I already had everything, and I did not have any stress when we were in shutdown because I had food supplies and I had other supplies necessary to weather through the next couple of months. Literally, I didn't have to leave the house for about 2 months. We are now in a season where a lot of these unexpected times are going to happen more and more. We are entering times when it will be very important, possibly the difference between life and death, to hear and obey the voice of the Holy Spirit. Are you ready for more? Joseph Colony is excited to announce the opening of Joseph Academy, the Kingdom Courses for Preparation for the Days Ahead. Now is the time to uncover and lay hold of unique kingdom strategies that will prepare and equip you for the necessary changes that are coming forth. We are God's chosen remnant, and He has sound wisdom available for us. This 6-week masterclass will uncover the following and more, preparing you for understanding and valuating your kingdom and natural assets, as well as kingdom financial strategies that will lay the foundation for you being prepared for the upcoming economic and financial transformation. Also, as we dig into this masterclass, you will learn about the dynamic wealth transfer coming and the understanding of economic systems that we are currently in. Let's unlock the benefits of being aware in what God has laid up for us. Want to know more? Follow us at Joseph Connolly. Want to know more? Interested in learning more? Follow us at Joseph Colony on Podbean, and we will give you updates and keep you in the loop. Blessings for you and your family, and Shalom.